You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Ravens are 11-5 to win this game outright. The Steelers are 5-13. And this spread is 5.5. The Baltimore Ravens plus 5.5 at 10-11, with the Pittsburgh Steelers minus 5.5 at 10-11. This is an AFC North rivalry, and it was one of the NFL's best rivalries from 2004 through 2011. They played 18 times during that span, including twice in the playoffs, and each team won 9. And when I was first getting interested in the game, Gil, this is the matchup I remember, because there were some bruising, grueling battles between these two sides. And with the Bengals taking a little bit of a backward step this season, the Ravens at the Steelers is back on the agenda.
It really is. And what a great way for you to get indoctrinated into the NFL on this rivalry. So great. And I think we got another great one in store for us on Christmas Day. Standalone game. There's no other game going on at this point. Really funny NFL schedule this week because of Christmas. So this game, Christmas Day, and then you have another great game Christmas night. But no game this weekend has more bearing on the teams, on the participants' playoff odds. No team this weekend has a bigger bearing on the participants' Super Bowl odds based on the playoff positions that are likely to result with a win or loss here, with a loss out of the playoffs entirely. But basically, if Baltimore wins, they pull into a tie with the Steelers in the AFC North. They would actually have the lead on a head-to-head tiebreaker. They will have swept Pittsburgh, so with one game to go, they'd be in the driver's seat. If Pittsburgh wins this, they clinch the AFC North. And whoever wins this is likely to get the number 3 seed in the AFC. Likely to. It's not clinched, but likely to get the number 3 seed, which would mean you don't get a first-round bye in the playoffs, but you do get a home game in the divisional round. So the Ravens have had the great success of late. They've beaten the Steelers 4 straight times, including by a touchdown earlier this year at Baltimore. I wouldn't read too much into that. I think the key stuff here is that, one, I mean, let's get this out of the way. This isn't even what I was going to say, but Pittsburgh's on a 5-game winning streak. And by some measures, again, looking to the advanced metrics, Pittsburgh, according to Football Outsiders, which is a great advanced site here in the States, they're the best team in football right now. Not the best over the course of the whole season, but in the weighted metrics, they're the best. They're better than New England. They're better than Dallas. They're getting it done on both sides of the ball. But here's the key for me. Baltimore's run defense has been the real staple of this football team all season long. A little bit of a crack in the armor the last few weeks, up until, or I should say through week 12, they were giving up 3.4 yards per carry on defense, were the Ravens. Sort of an epic rate. It's 4.3 yards per carry now over the last 3 weeks. Not great when you're about to face Le'Veon Bell and company. And the real thing to look for here is the injury report, Dave. Will Jimmy Smith, the Ravens standout cornerback, will he be in the lineup? Because with or without Jimmy Smith, the Ravens' defensive performance is markedly different. Warren Sharp, who's a great handicapper of football, has been on my podcast, Beating the Book podcast, many times. Warren Sharp has a great stat. The Ravens, with Jimmy Smith, have the number one overall defense, according to his numbers, in all of football, with a 39% success rate allowed in opposing plays. Number 6 versus the pass, 43% success rate allowed to the opposing offense. Without Jimmy Smith, they go from number 1 overall to number 27 overall.
Wow.
Allowing 49% success rate. And the pass defense goes from number six, to dead last in the NFL, number 32. So the presence or lack thereof of Jimmy Smith alone is perhaps the most single key thing in this football game.
He must be the most valuable player, according to Football Outsiders anyway, Gil, the most valuable player on the defensive side of the ball in the National Football League then, with those stats, you'd think.
Yeah. Well, this one is according to Warren Sharp.
Warren Sharp, I do apologize.
Well? Yeah, no, that's okay. I mean, both are, I've cited both in this particular show, but yeah, that has got, I mean, listen, he won't get the ink that Von Miller gets with the Denver Broncos, but this guy makes such an impact in ways that the average fan with their naked eye can't really detect while watching a game. And it is huge for this because if Big Ben doesn't have him to contend with, man, you're going to see Antonio Brown go crazy as well.
This line was always going to move in one direction, wasn't it, Gillen? And the Steelers have attracted support. They are the more public of the two teams. -5.5 now, the Steelers. And that could yet move north, I'm guessing, Gil.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right that there was always going to be Steelers money here. It hasn't gone through any key number to this point. It has moved a little, but, you know, 4.5 to 5, not really anything special. It could get up there to 6, 6.5 by game time. Certainly one of those situations where if you like the Steelers, get in your bets early. And if you like the Ravens, you might want to wait.
Have you got any lean here, Gil, or are you just waiting for the team news?
Oh, I'm with the Steelers. I have a sense that Jimmy Smith is not going to play. And if Jimmy Smith is not going to play again, the Ravens secondary becomes, or their corners anyway, become Sharice Wright, opposite rookie Tavon Young. I like that for the Steelers.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.